38 years. 38 years of waiting. Waiting to be healed. Waiting to start your life. Can you imagine? Well, that's who we're going to learn about today. We're going to learn about the man at the pool who spent the majority of his adult life waiting for someone else to help him. Can you relate? Have you been waiting a long time for life to get better, maybe? How long have you felt lost for? Or how long have you been trying to fill that empty space inside of you only to find that nothing works? It happened to me, and I gotta say, I will never look at this story the same way again. Jesus' answer is so simple. And I had no idea such a powerful metaphor for my life was in this small miracle that we're going to learn about today. So let's see if maybe it does the same for you. It's all coming up on She Read It Herself. Hi. Hi. How are you? Oh, I've missed you. My apologies, you guys, that the last 2 weeks have only been one episode a week. It has been, you guys know, I'm trying to buy my first house, and wow, you guys, I mean, I bought a house with my first husband decades ago, but I'm realizing now he did the majority of the work on the financial side, the going through, the underwriting. Oh my goodness, could they ask me for any more random documents and the title company? It's a lot. And I'm kind of embarrassed to say, I think I let my priorities slip some because it's been taking up so much of my time, and really it's just been taking up so much of my mind, and I've let it get in the way of the time that really needs to be my number one priority, and that is my time that I spend with God and in Scripture in the morning, and my time that I spend here with you. Because for me, I felt God's calling in my life that this, what we're doing here together, it's my ministry work. And that may sound cheesy as all get out, but I really do feel that way. And when I have been pushing it down the priority line over the last couple weeks, no matter how, you know, valid the reasons are, I haven't felt as good. I've started to feel more stressed and losing that peace and the confidence that I usually walk around with every day, because I would fill myself up at the beginning of the day with putting my priorities straight, prioritizing my time with God, prioritizing my time with you. And when you let it slip, well, kind of all the good stuff slips with it. So lesson learned. And here we are, we're back. Because you know what? We're humans, and we all make mistakes. And our walk of faith, our life as Christians and as women of faith, it's not a straight line. It's not a straight up road that we just walk perfectly. There are going to be some ups and downs. There are going to be some mistakes. And I don't know about you, but I have to remind myself the definition of grace. We have a God of grace, and grace is defined as undeserved favor. So even when I screw up, I don't lose any of God's love. All I have to do is come right back to what works. So here we are. There's my little schlep of everything that I've been learning and I've been up to. But I really want to get to today's verses because have you heard the story about the man that was healed at the pool? It's still towards like the beginning, maybe the middle of Jesus's miracles. And this man was a paralytic, and Jesus found him by the pool. And Jesus told him, get up your mat and go. And I always just kind of brushed past this story as, okay, that's cool. It's another miracle Jesus did. Like, yeah, that's amazing, but doesn't really relate to my life. You know, I'm not certainly not paralyzed waiting for this grand miracle of this, you know, huge physical ailment. But dude, when we reread it, I was floored by the lesson I got out of it and how much it absolutely relates to my life right now. All that to say, these verses are really special to me, and I hope they're going to be special to you too. And there's two things that we're going to focus on. One, how long have you been waiting to be healed? How long have you spent waiting for someone or something to finally fill that void inside? You know, that bit of ache inside that we carry around with us. That little piece that just would not be fulfilled no matter what we try to change in our life. And two, and this was a light bulb for me, I needed to replace thoughts with action. Jesus told the man, "Do you want to be healed? Then get up and go." Taking action instead of waiting for someone else to make you better. How long do we let thoughts of self-pity take over our reality and all the excuses we have, no matter how valid they are? They get a grip on our view of life. And I personally have done my reality is clouded by victim mentality, by all of the excuses, no matter how valid they are, turning into self-pity and spending years blaming everybody else instead of taking action to fix my life myself. So let's see if you get the same things out of this. We're going to be reading John 5, 1 through 15. If you have your Bible, grab it, grab a highlighter and a little notepad so you can make notes too. And if not, just go about your business, whatever you're doing with your earbuds in and listen in. After this, there was a festival of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool called Hebrew Bethzahatha, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, the blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is a Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this man who said to you, take it up and walk?" Now the man who had been healed, he did not know the name of who it was, for Jesus had disappeared into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse happens to you." And the man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. So basically, let me give you a little overview of what was happening. So there's this pool that people who wanted to be healed would gather to, the invalids, the blind, the lame. And supposedly, there was something like what we would call a spring, I guess, that would bubble up in the center of this pool. And when that happened, the people would rush in to get to it. And the first ones who could get to the bubbling spring in the middle would be healed. But this man was a paralytic his entire life. Somehow he had managed to get to the pool, but since he couldn't move quickly, how could he possibly be the first to get into the water when it bubbled up? I don't know if you watched The Chosen on Netflix. I actually really like it, but they did a great job of recreating this scene. And in that, they show the man, you know, pulling along on his elbows because the bottom half of his body is paralyzed. And everybody would rush into the spring when they see the bubbles come up. And there was just no way he could get in there first. And after day, year after year, he just stopped even trying. He just lay there waiting for someone or something to help him. Man, can I relate to that? I waited a long time to start my life. And for the longest time, I thought that it was, okay, when I finally have a traditional family, when I finally am a mother and have kids, that's when my life is going to start. That's when I won't feel this uneasiness, this emptiness inside that I'm not quite happy yet, but I know I'm going to be happy when blank happens. I was lost and waiting for something to heal this void inside of me. And at the beginning, I thought it was going to be a man that, in hindsight, I was looking for to replace the father figure that I didn't have. And I was so sure that this void would be filled that I couldn't quite identify at the time. But man, I just need to get married and then it'll work. And then I got married and I still had that restlessness, that unhappiness. And I thought it's because I need to be a mother. I've always wanted to be a mom. So as soon as we have kids, as soon as I take on that role, I will finally be fulfilled. But that didn't work too, you guys. Of course, my kids have made me happier than anything else in my life. They changed my life drastically. And the love and that relationship, it is the most fulfilling work I've ever done. It is what I cherish the most after my relationship with God. But even that didn't fulfill that emptiness inside. And when it all fell apart, I was so crushed. But still, I didn't take action to fix my life. I still was waiting on someone that I just wasn't the right man that I had married. As soon as I find the right guy, then I'll be healed. I didn't know that it was that I was needing to be healed. I think I just thought it was this emptiness that as soon as it happens, as soon as he comes in, then I'll have this traditional family that I've always wanted with the mom, the dad, and the kids, and then I'll start living my life and be truly happy. It would end up taking 42 years of waiting before I would finally get that void filled. I didn't know it at the time, but what needed to happen was when I would give up my own will, give up my life, and commit it to God's will for my life. It was really as simple as get up and go. Get up and be healed. All I had to do was start. And God did the rest. And it's gradual. Gradually, I'm still learning. I'm still a student, obviously, like we talked about at the beginning. I'm still learning from my mistakes. I still am going step by step, piece by piece, lesson by lesson, scripture by scripture. But I can honestly tell you that for the first time in my life, I don't walk around with that empty hurt anymore. It's been healed. I have peace. I feel fulfilled. I feel good. My goodness, don't I wish that I had figured it out sooner. So for me, what I took from these verses is that Jesus is teaching us to take action when we want to be healed. When you see a pool filled with hope and opportunity, dive in. Also, Jesus didn't care about the excuses. When this guy tells him, oh, but no one will help me, everybody gets into the pool first, Jesus doesn't even acknowledge the excuses. He just asks him point blank, do you want to be healed? Then take up your mat and go. Take a step of faith. Take action. Stop waiting for someone else. Just do it. And that man, it was a step of faith when he stood up in front of everybody. He didn't mock it and go, no, there's no way this could be. He tried. He had faith and tried, and that is all God is asking for us. For me, it was to stop with my excuses of, oh, this happened to me, my husband left us, and it was to take the first step in faith in trying to turn my life over, turn my will over. The first step in trusting that God's will is going to be the one thing that finally heals me, that finally fulfills me. And what do I mean when I say that first step in turning your will over? I actually learned that in sobriety. It's step 3, if you're familiar with the 12 steps at all. And it is just a day-by-day thing. Just in the morning, God, I turn over my will to yours. Let your will in my life happen because I believe that your path for me is what is going to make me the happiest. It's what's going to fulfill me the most. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future, believing in that way instead of my way of where I want to go, what I want to happen in my life. So that's that simple first step. Just one day, decide, God, let's do it your way. I will take that step of faith, that step of action. And guess what? It works. I swear it works. I have never been happier or more content in my entire life. That feeling of always waiting for, oh, when I finally have kids, then I'll be happy. When I marry the right man, then I'll be happy. When I get this job or this career, then I'll be happy. None of it worked. So, where does that leave us? Where does it leave you? It's really just the simple question. Do you want to be healed? If so, ask God for healing today. And take action as if you already are healed. Take that first step of faith. Give your will over, throw the hands up and say, okay, I will try it your way. And for me, what I didn't know is once I said that God would give me the Holy Spirit to move me and guide me the rest of the way. I asked God, please let me hear that still small voice that's going to nudge me and guide me with what step is next. I know my first step, but I'm not quite sure what all the other ones are. But I trust you that you've given me this advocate, the Holy Spirit, who is going to nudge me and show me the next steps. And for me, the biggest first step I took was reading my Bible. I mean, that's why we're here, why we're doing this podcast, because that is what made such a huge difference. That is what opened up the, okay, step 2, step 3, this is what God wants for me. It all came through reading scripture and reading it the way we talk about in episode 1, you know, really breaking it down and feeling it just a couple verses at a time. And like I was telling you guys at the beginning of the episode, when I do that, I feel so much better. And when I don't, life starts getting crazy and hairy and uncertain and scary all over again. So, do you want to be healed? I really hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got the same excitement that I got out of it, that same, oh, this is what I can learn from this story that I never paid attention to before. I hope you get that too. And if you enjoyed this, if you want to keep going through scripture with me, make sure to follow, subscribe, because I try to do Tuesdays and Thursdays for these episodes, but sometimes it gets a little hairy in the week and it might pop up on a Wednesday or a Friday. But if you click that button, you don't have to worry about it. You just get them right there in your little podcast inbox. And if you wouldn't mind, I always mooch off you guys and ask, listen, this is ad-free. The only thing I ask in return is leave a positive review. If you don't mind taking 2 seconds, just click those stars with your rating. And if you want to leave a little message, that's icing on the cake. And don't forget, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Ms. MS Pink Monster. Ms. Pink Monster. Okay. I'm going to let you go. I'm off to be mystery reader in my son's class. It's the last one for the year. Oh my gosh. It's the last one for kindergarten. That just hit me. Okay. I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to melt down. Sophie graduated from eighth grade today too, you guys. It's crazy. But okay. Another tangent for another time. Have an amazing day. And till next time, my love. Bye.